Numbers chapter 12. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed only spoken by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. Poor Moses. Really. You think of the things that he endured. Bad enough when the people in general caused him trouble, which they did often. But now his own family, his own sister, begins to cause trouble. And his brother Aaron falls right in line with her, as he seemed to do all the time, falls right in line with sinners and their sin, rather than being a spiritual leader, which he should have been since he was the high priest. But Aaron and Miriam use the second marriage of Moses as an excuse to pick on him. But that wasn't their problem. His second marriage was just a pretext. The real issue with Miriam and Aaron was that they were jealous of little brother Moses and his position with God. Verse 3. It says, "Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." Some people look at this and they say, well, we know that Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, but how could Moses, if he was meek, make this statement that he was the meekest person who had ever lived? Isn't that pride? Isn't that the exact opposite of meekness? It would be, I suppose, but you have to remember that Moses is being inspired of the Holy Spirit. He wrote what the Holy Spirit gave him to write. These are the words of God, not simply the words of Moses. Moses was the instrument, as is the case with all the writers of Scripture. It's the word of God. It's not the word of the human writers. Verse 4. "And the Lord spoke suddenly to Moses and to Aaron and to Miriam, 'Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation.' And they three came out." I do not know exactly what was going through the mind of Aaron and Miriam, but I have a feeling that they were afraid at this point. Afraid that they probably went too far. After all, they knew that God didn't go for grumbling. And now God has spoken, and he wants to talk to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. 5. "And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forward." And now I know that their heart is racing, because God specifically calls for Aaron and Miriam alone. He wants to talk to these two. Verse 6. "And he," God said, "hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision, and will speak to him in a dream." And that's the way it was in general throughout Scripture. That's how God spoke to his prophets, his messengers. He sent messages to them through secondary means, such as visions and dreams. Verse 7, God continues, "My servant Moses is not so. He's not your average run-of-the-mill prophet, Miriam, Aaron. My servant Moses is not so. And then he goes on to say, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, in other words, openly, and not in dark speeches, not in riddles. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? No human has ever seen God in all of his divine essence. No one could live through that experience. But Moses got about as close as anybody could get. He saw a representation of God, which no one else did. Moses was more privileged than any other prophet. He was shown more favor than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that's because he talked to God one-on-one. And God says to Aaron and to Miriam, since Moses is so close to me, don't you think it's foolish to try to usurp his authority and his position? 9. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. You want to see God become angry? Then just start picking on someone that he is using. Start causing problems for someone who is doing their very best for Jesus, and you'll see God angry. 10. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Aaron was a weak-willed person. To put it bluntly, at times he was just a gutless wonder. Not leadership material. He simply went along with the crowd, even when the crowd was wrong. He went along with Miriam in this sin. And God struck her, because she evidently was the instigator. God knows who the real troublemakers are, both inside and outside the church. He knows. He knows. Verse 11, and Aaron said to Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. God knows that we are not perfect. But when we sin, he expects us to repent and confess our sin. Aaron took one look at his sister and the enormity of their sin hit home. And so he repents and he pleads for forgiveness. 12. He continues, let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. What a hideous sight Miriam must have been. And it happened in an instant. In a matter of seconds, Miriam looked like a partially formed baby who was born prematurely. Verse 13, and Moses cried to the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech you. There's Moses for you. You see, right here, we have an example of why God could use Moses like he did. He was humble. He didn't hold a grudge. Moses returned good for evil. 14. And the Lord said to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. Spitting in the face was a sign of the shame endured by those who did something wrong. So if you were spit in the face, it was just an outward symbol of you being very bad. And it would be an embarrassing thing to experience. 15. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days. And the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. So Miriam had some time to reflect on the disgraceful thing she had done, didn't she? 7 days. 7 days she had to sit outside that camp, separate from the people. And everybody knew what was going on, and everybody knew why the camp was not moving forward, and everybody knew what she had done. She became an object lesson to her fellow Israelites, and to us as well. And don't you know that she felt real important, sitting outside the camp all by herself for a week?